5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Dan Spitali is a corporate advisor, a commercial leader. He is an author, Driving Revenue Growth Transformation. His newest book is Coach, Raising the Floor. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Yeah, George, pleasure to be here, man. I appreciate the opportunity to learn more about not only what it is that you're doing, but how some of my work might connect to your audience. So yeah. Thank you.
Love it. Excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal lives, more about your work, and what motivated you to put pen to paper and write the book.
Yeah. So let's start with the most important part on the personal side. Married to my wife, Erica, we have a very energetic 2-year-old son named Enzo. So that's fun. That's a different career in itself. We're here in Atlanta. Over the last 10 years, we are originally from the greater Chicagoland area. About 10 years ago, my corporate career brought us to Atlanta. So we celebrated 10 years down here last December. On the professional side, I spent 25 years at UPS. In different roles across the commercial sector, sales, marketing, a little bit in operations, very, very customer facing type roles. Career started for the first 10 years in that Metro Chicago area in various roles. And then in 2015, had a really cool opportunity to relocate down here to Atlanta and the corporate headquarters to stand up the first of its kind inside sales team. And then another unique opportunity came up a little bit unexpected, May of 2025. So 8-9 months ago, I had an opportunity to accept a early retirement buyout and start to forge ahead with what my plan was in post-retirement anyways. And that was to break off and do my own thing, performance coaching, performance academy. I had been taking, copious notes for the past 3-5 years of what I would put pen to paper regarding my first iteration, foundationally speaking, from a book perspective. So I put that, pulled that forward about 4 or 5 years and started pushing ahead May of last year, ultimately released a short, quick read, about 50 pages, but it's very foundational to establish the brand in mid-August. And along the way, some keynote speaking, some connections in with different athletic programs, as well as some different corporate coaching opportunities, and kind of just bringing all that together. I was a former two-sport college athlete. I was a baseball and a football player, so I've always had the discipline and desire to compete. Post my playing career, I went on to, for about 10 to 12 years, I went on to be a competitive powerlifter. I had the opportunity to see some different parts of not just the country, but different parts of the world. And worked my way up into basically what would be considered elite international status as far as, total weight lifted for weight class and age and things to that nature. So that competitive drive that has always been part of what I've done, even as a little kid. And of course, as an athlete, carried over into powerlifting. And quite honestly, George, it's been the one thing that over the course of a 25-year career at a big Fortune 50, it certainly didn't hurt to have the resilience and the discipline with a lot of the things that are happening in corporate America right now.
A lot of impressive things. Total weight lifted is, those are three great words put together right there. Total weight lifted. So, over the course of 25 years working at UPS in corporate America, I imagine there was a lot of total weight lifted there as well. And
Yeah, that's well said. I couldn't have said it any better myself. It was actually very, very different, obviously, weight than what I had experienced with the iron, if you will. But I think it's a very intuitive comment that you make, George. It's in some capacity, actually many capacities, it's heavier. It's a mental and emotional grind. You're constantly buttoned up against that really, really delicate fine line of your value system and ultimately what the org needs you to do. And it's an ever present battle of ensuring that you don't lose yourself and realizing that this is what I do, it's not who I am. And that progressively got more and more challenging over the years as the world's changed, certainly, as corporate has changed. But yeah, it's quite the daunting weight to lift, to your point.
what I do versus who I am, that's about as heavy as it gets right there to suss those two things out and to recognize that I want to separate those things or I do not want to separate those two things. You've made the decision to separate them.
I did. And that ultimately led into this idea. I had plans over the next 4 or 5 years to, call it quote unquote an official career anyways, just by age and time. Regardless of the spiritual belief behind what it is, again, who you are, your value system, your core principles, I hope for everyone that they're strong enough to help them make the right decision for the right reasons. And for me, it definitely was. And it ultimately led to me going full force forward to get my book out there. And the COACH acronym is really designed from one kind of studying the greats over 25 years. You learn a lot. Sometimes you learn more about what you don't want to be from watching people and listening to people than you do the ones that are doing it right. And I've certainly had that as well. But over time, coming in as a really young guy, inexperienced, you watch these influential leaders and the ones that are actually doing it right for the right reasons, and you can tell they're very genuine, they're authentic. They're humble to the point that they're listening to the person that is in their first day. So I started taking
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started taking the opportunity to to connect with these folks as much as possible. And I had notes everywhere. I had them in notebooks. I had them in little pieces of paper. Any chance I got to take some nuggets, if you will, I did that over the course of my career. And what I found was the very best. They were consistently in their own way, regardless of where they were from or their backgrounds. They would consistently, they were culture builders. They built culture. They understood that your team is going to have a culture one way or another. And be careful if you're not the one building it. And they were culture builders. It was, how can they not inject someone new that fits the culture? How could they inject someone new that actually takes the culture to the next level? And they were all like experts at leveraging opportunity and creating opportunity for their teams. That was always on the top of their to-do list. It wasn't, you know, you hear a lot now, George, about, you know, these soft skills in corporate America, right? Like, I don't even know what that is. What is this? What is the soft skill, right? This is not soft. Like, creating culture that people want to be in and thrive is not soft. Creating opportunity for people that are working towards it, that is not soft. So these best of the best, they were prioritizing the creation of opportunity for their teams. So you get that proverbial, and for the sport fans that are out there listening, you hear a lot about, the coaching trees. This coach has 15, 20, 25 people that used to work under he or she that are now out there leading as well. So it's a leader building a leader and building a leader, which is real true leadership. So that comes back into that creation of the opportunity. And then one of the biggest for me was they just did it with superior authenticity. This was not something that they were checking the box. No one asked them to do it. In fact, if anything, there was probably more challenge for them of prioritizing it, because it was considered one of those proverbial soft skills. Like, this is a very, very hard thing. So the authenticity behind these people of how they emphasized culture, how they created opportunity was just, it's memorable for certain. I'm thinking of certain faces right now, listening and watching this happen. And ultimately what you find, which is the second C in the coach acronym, is instilling confidence in your team. What a force multiplier confidence is. And oftentimes what we see is we see people that are afraid to make a move, because A, they don't know how to do it. They don't know what to do. But more importantly is they're afraid to do it. They're afraid to step out and make a mistake. Whereas these leaders completely flip that around, and they created the culture where it's more lessons learned than mistakes made. And the confidence level you started seeing in their teams was just, it was palpable. And then I think the last one, the H in the acronym, they just did it with a great deal of humility. Regardless if the person was in their 10th year or their 10th day, they were opening it up to listen and learn to these people from these people, and having the opportunity to work with and for a handful of these type of leaders left an indelible mark on me. And watching them pay it forward, this is my opportunity now in my second act outside of corporate America. This is my opportunity now to do just that for others that are outside of that UPS bubble that I used to work with. How do I help to take that out to others that A, want to learn the same thing, or B, are struggling to learn which way should I go with this? So that was really kind of the impetus of how the book came about, and ultimately putting the pen to paper. It was really about paying it forward. It wasn't about a dollar made on the book. It wasn't about any of that. It is, and it will remain that way, is about paying it forward, sharing my stories, helping them connect to their stories. And then the last piece of it is that the concept of raising the floor. These five building blocks, I watched them raise the floor of their team. You hear a lot, George, about the ceiling. The ceiling is it's potential, right? And sometimes that's a really, really ugly, dirty word, especially if a person's not, you know, achieving their potential, right? But the floor is where you're at today. So it's really it's that 1% better every day. So in this world of superior, fast, unsustainable growth, it's incremental. It's a grind. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes from Kobe Bryant, never get bored with the basics. And the idea of raising the floor is that concept of 1% better every day, because today is our floor. And I watched these leaders over the years, and I had an opportunity to obviously lead in different capacities as well. I watched this five prong pillar kind of like work itself out, and you start to see the floor raising, and you start to see the development shining through in the teams that you're leading. So that's a little gist of kind of how, why, and what.
I love it. I appreciate that. I wrote down the ability of humility, because it strikes me that you had that early on, and I'd be curious when it was that you sort of realized it, or if it was just totally natural to be able to say, look at all these really, really high quality people and leaders. There's so much I can learn from them, and you're open to it. In fact, you're voraciously consuming and making notes all the time to make yourself better.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think that's a very accurate statement, and it does kind of, the platform, the foundation, if you will, is that, life is a story, and it always starts at home. The leadership at home at the table, right? Like, some have really great memories of what that is. Others maybe not so much, but at the end of the day, it has, regardless of which direction that is for the given person, it has established indelible marks in us. Our upbringings have really, subconsciously even, have really put us in positions as adults and professionals and leaders.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
To learn what true leadership is all about. And for me, it did start at home. I did, we didn't have much, but we had a lot of love. We didn't live in a great area. So you learn a lot, right? You learn a lot about respect, and you learn a lot about humility. And it's as simple sometimes as, please and thank you. Sometimes it really is that simple. And, so I watched that growing up. And then as I started getting into corporate America, was just very fortunate to be surrounded by some people very early on that They were the please and the thank yous. They were to ask questions, not tell. And it really sparked me to do that very same thing, because they were coming from a place of authenticity and they were paying it forward. And that's what I wanted for myself. And I think a lot of that too was rooted from being an athlete. And there's nothing more humbling than, losing and getting your tail kicked sometimes. And you have a choice. What do you do with it? Do you get back up and use what it is that you just learned, or do you stay down and become the victim? And it really leads into understanding what humility represents.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So culture is going to be built, either you're going to be building it or it's going to be built by other people. And that's not necessarily that outcome could go any direction. So it's better to be intentional about that, to be paying really close attention to it because it's happening. It's easy for me, looking back over the course of my adult life and even when I was a kid, to get along with people that are, doing things right.
Right.
A lot harder to deal with people that I'd not agree with or I'm having conflict with. Mm-hmm. And there's still an opportunity to be empathetic and humble and say, okay, what am I missing here? Or how can I bring this person along to my way of thinking? What are your thoughts on dealing with difficult people?
Yeah, I think, conflict resolution, man. I've always said, I think there's two courses that need to be taught in every single high school, financial literacy and conflict resolution. I think that is about 51% of the world, maybe more, some would argue more. George, through trial and error, and quite honestly, a lot of lessons learned along the way, I found that at the end of the day, regardless of the status of the person, regardless of the level of the person, the experience, we all just want to be heard. For those folks that are in sales and your, as your viewers and listeners, regardless if you have a two person mom and pop, small, medium business, or if you have the large major enterprises of the, the Targets and the Best Buys and, the Walmarts of the world. If you ask a customer about themselves, they're going to take every opportunity to talk about themselves. That's just human spirit. That's human nature. So spending a lot of time in sales in front of the customer and then kind of transposing that into leadership roles, I found those that are a little bit more, let's call it squeaky, maybe a little bit more noisy. I found the oil for those squeaks is oftentimes sitting down and asking them what they have on their mind and how they're doing. And what I found is that there's and this kind of connects back to the show with Kate. There's either A, that wasn't done indirectly before for them or with them, or B, it was just completely blown past because the leader didn't care. And what that leads to is not just one person being impacted, George. It impacts everybody that person ultimately connects with. So then you start to get this growing sentiment on your team, in your locker room, whatever it is. And you find yourself sitting in a quiet room with 50 or 60 people. You have essentially now lost your locker room. And by taking a step back, asking them how they're doing, what's on your mind in this situation, how would you handle it? I found, and it took a while. It was, to your point, it is not easy to do that. But for me, conflict resolution really started to be more of a mainstay in my leadership principles by sitting down and having conversations that I might have otherwise in the years past avoided. Not because I didn't care, but because A, I didn't know how to approach them, and B, what to do with the outcome.
Which is why we need to be students all the time and constantly learning, because we are beginners at anytime we're doing something new, we are a beginner, and it's important to embrace that beginner mindset and just recognize that opportunities to skill up and to improve those critical hard and soft skills. Yeah. That's a lot of the work if you're going to be successful building culture.
100%. Yeah. Well said.
Love it. Well, Dan, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you? And where can they get their copy of Coach Raising the Floor?
Yeah, so let's start with the latter. I'm on Amazon. I have it both in paperback as well as on Kindle. So Coach Raising the Floor, just a quick search. You can grab that off of Amazon. As far as connection with me, so it's a two-part answer. In the immediate future, over the next, say, 30 to 45 days, LinkedIn, I'm a big LinkedIn user, storing my content there right now, as well as email. It's at dspitali11@gmail.com. And then as we broach into early March, my current website upgrade under construction will be connected into Facebook and Instagram as well. And for the future, that website is rtfperformancecoaching.com.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Dan your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Pick up your copy of Coach Raising the Floor on Amazon, and you can find Dan on LinkedIn, as well as come March, depending on when you're listening to this, rtfperformancecoaching.com. Thanks again, Dan.
Thanks, George. Take care.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it, but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.